Are you ready?
Y'all ready for this?
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm ready too. It's a new day, a new month, a new
episode.
Yes.
And a new release. Yep.
Yep. Even though 8.15 is on the brink of being released, we're still doing a video on 8.14.
Yep. We have some catching up to do.
We do. But nonetheless, I think this is going to be a worthwhile video because from what I've seen so far in the blog and the release notes, 8.14 has some pretty pretty interesting stuff.
Yep.
So
pretty big release for Mendix, I think.
Yep.
But we'll get to that shortly.
Exactly. So without further ado, my name is Willem van Zandvoort.
And I'm Paul Ketelaars.
And you're watching A Matter of Life and Death.
Okay, Mendix 8.14. Yeah. Keep the maker momentum alive.
That's very true, though.
Because when this version released, Mendix World was just wrapped up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like ages ago.
Does that also mean we might see some stuff that has been presented at Mendix World in this release?
I think it does.
I think it does.
The first video on the page has a slight giveaway.
Okay, true. Even though I think we'll discuss that later, seeing as the first things that being mentioned in the blog is the front end development.
Yeah.
As much a great feature as a delighter, dynamic classes. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yep, very useful.
Yeah, I think this has been requested by Jason.
Yep.
Yeah, I see why.
And not only by Jason, by the way. It's a long requested feature.
In a sense, it looks kind of complicated to put styling on an object using a expression. But on the other hand, it is something that you would want.
Yeah, it gives for a lot of freedom, I think. The downside is it can be really complex, I think.
Exactly.
Depending on your solution.
That's what I'm afraid of as well.
So that's a thing. That's a thing to keep in mind. Don't overdo it.
I agree. Sometimes it might just be easier to put some different containers on a page with visibility and stuff, and then put the classes on there. But in some cases, this can be way better, and I think it is a good feature.
I am wondering though, because as you see in the screenshot, it has a separate property, a dynamic classes, mm-hmm. so the default class property is still there. So will it? Yeah. Merge or two, like the classes in the class textbooks are always applied and you have the dynamic classes, or once you have a dynamic class set, it only applies that one?
Ooh, I hope the first one. I hope that
me
you
too.
Can have some generic classes. I don't know, if you want to make something look like a button, then you would always want to do that and not put it in the dynamic classes.
I think that's the way they... Yeah, they should have gone, at least. Nope. Whatever the case, this is a very useful feature.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Native mobile navigation enhancements. History control and pop-ups. Ooh, that's nice.
The first screenshot says it all. In native applications, you can now close multiple pages at the same time. So
mm-hmm.
that's really useful for native applications, I think. So you can basically clear an entire stack of pages.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's even a clear history option.
Oh, because you obviously have the back button.
Yeah.
You want control over that.
Alternatively, you can prevent the user from navigating back entirely by using the option to clear history of the open page action.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That is really cool.
And one thing that's also new in native apps is that you can now use pop-ups. Seems like
something that should have been...
I don't know. It seems like we've been using pop-ups for ages, and it seems like a no-brainer to have it in a native app as well. Happy to have this.
Yep. Although I do seem to remember that the first times I was building mobile applications, it was kind of a shift because you do a lot of things in pop-up when you're building a responsive application, especially designed for a desktop.
Yep.
On mobile, pop-ups would look really out of place.
I think so. I think that the need is less heavy than on desktop applications or web applications. But it's nice to have the ability.
The ability, yeah. Confirmation pop-ups, etc.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Right. An update to the pluggable widgets. Again.
It's so continuous updates.
Yep. Which is great.
True.
And I think we say this in every release. We are not the pluggable widget gurus we'd like to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure about this specific feature.
No, I can't tell you anything about if this performs, how it performs. All I can say is that I think reading this only adds to the customizability of pluggable widgets.
Yeah.
And well, stuff like that only adds to a better user experience.
Yeah, definitely. So I think might be a weird thing to say, but every change in this is a good one. Every addition.
Yeah, true. And it gives widget developers way more control out of the box, making it, I think I read it somewhere in here as well. Yeah, you can get a list of attribute values from the data source without having to write the logic to retrieve the data. Isn't that powerful? Yeah, well, it's stuff like that that makes widget development way more easy and predictable and maintainable.
Yep, I agree.
So I can only assume this is a good addition.
This is a good thing, yeah.
The final new feature or thing in 8.14 is the synchronization performance. We validated this with some people in our team, and they do notice a significant increase in the synchronization performance, so that is nice.
Yep.
We do have to mention though that there are some bugs in native development in 8.14 and 0.0 and 0.1. In 8.14.0 was a bug that styling was not converted in a good way. So if you do upgrade to 8.14, go to 8.14.1 because that bug has been fixed there.
Yeah.
But what will happen then is you will run into another bug, and the show
bug.
Close page action does not work anymore. I'm not sure if there's already a fix for this. It is known. There is a ticket at Mendix. I hope this will be fixed in 15. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
And something else to keep in mind that we noticed is that when you do a synchronization to your device, all the user objects are synced and you can intercept these in the XOS request. To fix this issue, what you should do is place a XPath constraint on the sync in the sync configuration and make it so that both the account and the user only sync the current user. So ID is current user.
Yeah, but what if you do need some other accounts?
Then you need to create a extra line in the sync configuration where you walk the association.
Yeah, so you need to create functionality in your domain model to be able to circumvent this bug, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
Quite a splurge of information regarding native. But there are definitely some things that needs to be fixed here.
Yeah, I want to say that it might be not a great release for native with these bugs.
That's my feeling as well.
All the cool new features, which one of them doesn't work in 14.1. Mm-hmm. But it seems like you'd best stick at a lower version for now until these bugs are fixed.
I agree with that. I haven't built many native, but knowing this, I would skip 8.14 for native.
Although the synchronization performance is pretty nice, of course.
It is really nice. Yeah. But
so hopefully they can fix these issues in 8.15.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make use of all these cool new things.
Yeah.
I think that's it for the native part, right? For 8.14.
Yeah, I think we've covered 8.14. With this,
yeah, and you already mentioned it, but if you do want to use 8.14, go to 8.14.1, not 0. 0 is still downloadable. Don't.
And then we have one more thing, because we didn't make a video on 8.13, because we thought the release was too small to make a dedicated video for it. But this blog actually covers the one feature in 8.13 that is worth mentioning.
Isn't that convenient?
Isn't that convenient?
Thank you, Denny.
So let's skip ahead. What can you tell us about this?
Well, it's a badge for your tab container.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's basically it. You can configure a badge for your different tab pages, which is, it's a nice new UI thingy.
I think it works the same as the label. So you can connect an attribute from your entity to it.
Okay, that makes it more viable.
Yeah.
Yeah, since this is all the good stuff in 8.13, this is the reason why we didn't make a separate video for it.
Yeah.
Because it's basically just this topic.
Would have made for a short video.
Yeah. like a 45-second video.
Exactly.
This is new. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, tab container. Cool.
So what do you think about 8.14 and 8.14.1?
Well, let me scroll back a little bit. I think it has some nice new features. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dynamic classes, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe the best one. And then, yeah, we already mentioned it a few minutes ago, but the native stuff, that's really breaking.
Yeah, I agree. But that's too bad.
Yeah, but not everybody's building native apps, obviously. So in that sense, it's okay. You can still build native apps, and you can still use 8.14.1 for, like, I don't know, regular web development.
Yeah, the web apps.
The web apps.
So, and you could always upgrade. So even if you you have to build a native application later on in the project,
mm-hmm.
you could still then decide to upgrade to the version where all these little bugs are fixed.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, so to conclude my verdict, we're always really optimistic and happy with new releases.
yep.
but also, well, yeah, being that, I think this time we should be a bit more
realistic.
Realistic. This is a lesser release in a list of long good releases.
Yeah, it's it could have been better. Mm-hmm. It's too bad the bugs got away.
Yeah. So I'm excited for 8.15. Well,
yeah.
Do you have anything to add to that verdict?
No, yeah, I totally agree with you. It's a good release with some good new features. But yeah, the bugs make it difficult to recommend this release.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say stick with your version right now. Upgrade only if you have a specific need for one of the features, but do be aware of the downsides of it.
Yep.
And stay tuned for the release videos on the next episode to see if they have been fixed.
Yep. This is the place where you can hear it.
Exactly. So I don't think 8.15 is that far ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's supposed to be released like in the coming.
I think next week. Yeah. End of the month, right?
Yeah, probably.
So stick around once this video is released. There will probably soon be a new video.
Yeah, 8.15 will be a new video.
Yep.
So with that being said, I think it's time to round this up.
Yeah, say goodbye to all you lovely people.
Yep.
If you want to stay in touch, please like and subscribe.
And please do.
See you at the next video.
See you at the next one. Thanks for watching. Bye. Hey, everyone. You probably wondered why we didn't talk about the Data Hub in our video. We totally forgot. So stay tuned for a dedicated blog about Data Hub and maybe even a dedicated video on the subject. So sorry we didn't mention it, but we'll be back. See ya.